Good morning. I'm Reagan Miller, and you're listening to KRBD. It's almost 8:30, and I'm here with Rick Hines, Fire Chief. Good morning. How are you doing, Rick?
Good morning. How are you, Reagan?
I'm doing well. I hear you have some information to share with us about an event that's coming.
Yes, we've planned the first ever 911 September 11th community event to be held at the Ketchikan Fire Station downtown on Bowden Street.
And what does that entail?
So we're going to start the day at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and we're going to have a free meditative, kind of relaxing yoga session. The Ketchikan Volunteer Fire Department has purchased yoga mats, and Amanda David Schaufer, hope I pronounced your name right, is going to be doing the yoga. And, you know, COVID was tough on us physically, so the idea of this meditative yoga is to start healing us mentally as a community.
That sounds nice. And is that all ages?
Yes, it's all ages. Anybody is able to participate. And if you can't do any of the yoga moves, then you can meditate, you can relax, you can use it as, you know, just an hour to unplug.
Gotcha. And that's at the Station 1 downtown there?
Yep, it's at Station 1 on Bowden Street. And then after the yoga from 10 to 11, we will start serving free food, free hamburgers and hot dogs to anybody that would like to come and join us. That'll be from 11:30 to 2 p.m.
Gotcha.
Yes. We're sort of bringing in all the public service agencies from across the island, Customs, North and South Tongass, fire departments, the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad, the Coast Guard. We'll have a Coast Guard boat there. We'll have a crash truck or our firefighting truck from the airport. We'll have our fire apparatus there. There'll be a bouncy house for the kids to play in. The Coast Guard's bringing a boat that they'll have outside the fire station, and more importantly, they're bringing their cotton candy machine.
That's definitely the most important piece of information.
I would agree. And it's just, you know, celebrate the community, celebrate who we are, and all of the public service agencies just want to give thanks to the members and the people and the citizens of Ketchikan for what they endured during COVID. And hopefully we can continue events like these where we open up the firehouse and say, come in and have a good time with us.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that people should know about this event?
No, not really. Just come with a good attitude. Come to have fun. Come to enjoy a meal that is being cooked by your first responders. The tables for all of the first responder groups were free. The only thing we ask is they help, you know, cook and clean up. Food service through AMP donated 400 hamburgers and 400 hot dogs, and I would really like not to have any leftovers. Walmart's donated some buns. The Ketchikan, the volunteers in the Ketchikan Fire Department have outlaid the money for the chips, the hamburgers, and we'll be accepting donations. The donations will go, some will go back to the Ketchikan Volunteer Fire Department to recoup their expenses. Some will go to the Tower to Tunnels Foundation, which is a not-for-profit that helps people still recovering from September 11th, and then some of the donations will go to the Ketchikan Foundation, who's a not-for-profit that the money stays here in Ketchikan, and they're attempting to give a one-time $50,000 seed grant to a not-for-profit in Ketchikan next year. So a lot of stuff is going on. Bowden Street Brewery, if you like them, they're brewing a Ketchikan Fire Department coffee stout.
Nice.
And we will be selling tokens that you can buy and take up to Bowden Street and try out the coffee stout.
Sounds like a lot of group effort there.
Yes. Yes. It's been amazing. The American Legion is helping us with tables and chairs. And we've already had a few groups, including the Legion, reach out to us about next year, expanding and making this event bigger.
Wow.
Yes.
So hopefully folks turn out and enjoy the event.
Yes, yes. Come down. You know, let your children or let the child in you touch, look at the fire trucks, look at the crash truck, look at our equipment, see what we do, talk to us, and then fill your belly before you leave.
All good things. Thank you for being here, Rick Hines, Ketchikan Fire Department.